Welcome back to Giants.com, everybody. I'm John Schmelk with your two-minute drill. Well, it's a victory Monday for the Giants after beating the Falcons at MetLife Stadium yesterday, 30-20. A big second-half comeback after going down 20-10. The Giants scored 20 unanswered to win the ball game, but also some injuries. And the Giants had some additional information today on some key ones. The first is Rashad Jennings. He's a sprained MCL. Coach Coughlin labels him day-to-day, but usually injuries like that could last a week or two, so we'll see how he progresses during the week, see if he can play against Philadelphia on Sunday night next week. We heard from Rashad Jennings. He talked about what it's going to take to come back from this injury.
Right now is rehab, recovery, doing everything I possibly can to get everything back to normal. So it's a process. It's something I've been through before. I know how to go about business, and I'll get ready as soon as I possibly can.
Rashad Jennings said he dealt with an injury like this when he played for the Jaguars, and he healed about 2 weeks faster than expected, so Giant fans maybe be a little optimistic about when he might be able to return. Head coach Tom Coughlin addressed the media as well, and he talked about who's probably going to replace Rashad Jennings, rookie Andre Williams.
You know, you always, when you have a young guy, you've got to really get into great, great detail, even more about pass protection. He's done a good job when he's been in there, but he's going to have to do even better.
The Giants have faith in their fourth-round pick out of Boston College. He had 20 carries for just over 60 yards and a touchdown against the Falcons. They believe he can carry the load. Other injury news. Spencer Paysinger has a hurt hamstring. He'll be evaluated during the week. Then you have Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie. He underwent tests today for his injured leg. The Giants are still trying to figure out exactly what's wrong with it, and they'll have more information later in the week. They hope he can go against Philadelphia on Sunday night. Very important part of the secondary against an explosive offense. Stay tuned to Giants.com all week for preview of that big matchup.